exercise change?
For me, preparation is a little bit of an obsession, I suppose, to be successful. And people are usually a little bit surprised as to how much preparation I get them to do for something.
Okay.
For me, preparation is critical. And the detail of that is very important. And you can go down to the finer detail as you like. But just as an example, for my race, I usually do an element of preparation every day towards a goal a year later. Right. And a guy once asked me at Marathon Disciples, you know, how long did you prepare for this? And I said to him, I've been preparing for this all my life. Because everybody else said 2 months, 3 months, 6 months. And I said, well, no, this has taken all my life to prepare for. All the skills that I've got have taken a lifetime to prepare for it. But more specifically, there's a lot of detail in it. A tiny example, running in the desert requires preparation with heat. Mm. Obvious, yes. But it sounds anal, but I tested all my food by putting it in the oven to see what would happen to it at high temperatures. So in that way, I found out you can't take power bars because they go all funny. Mm. So I tested all my food for heat. I tested my shoes for heat. It's surprising how many pairs of running shoes can't take running on sand, which is extremely hot. They go all rubbery. Mm. They start falling apart. So that kind of thing has to be tested too. So you've got to find somewhere to go and run, which is extremely hot, which tests the rubber on the shoes. I tested a number of packs to see which ones would support the weight that I had to carry. Now, I started sending away for packs a year in advance. I met people on that thing who were putting their pack on for the first time in the beginning of a 7-day race. Now, I found that interesting.
Yeah.
I remember running behind a Moroccan guy whose blood was running freely through his shirt and down to his buttocks and dropping down into his shorts. And at the end of the day, and I must say he was very close to me, I said to him, why on earth haven't you tested that pack? Because it was obvious he hadn't.
Yeah.
He said, oh, I only got it a week before the race.
Yeah.
So it's interesting, you know. Preparation's critical.
So whether you're talking about Marathon Disciples, which is a 260k kilometre run through the Sahara Desert, or you're talking about someone who is maybe starting to walk twice a week,
the same,
from being sedentary.
The same lessons, I think,
yeah,
occur. You still need to get that person thinking about a level of preparation. And that's one of the things that I do in my business. I get people thinking about detail. And it's amazing how often they get it wrong. Even if it's just chafing with the wrong pair of shorts, they need to plan it a little bit.
Because, you know, I know it's a little thing, chafing, or my shoes are giving me blisters, but when you're really up against it sort of motivationally, I guess it's all those little things that can put you right back to the start again. So in a way, preparation really addresses that, and it preempts barriers that you might come up against. So when you're in the heat of the moment, you're in the best possible position to deal with it.
Yes, everything that I mean, if I get a race, I lay it out and I write down my goals on a list as I go along. This might be 2 years in advance, and I get a little bit of a list going. What sort of a sleeping bag might I need? What sort of a compass do I need? How do I get the weight down? When do I need to start dropping my weight before a race? When do I need to start refreshing my knowledge of how to run on a compass direction in a sandstorm, that sort of thing? Mm. And you could do other things that are probably far less detailed than that, but examples of preparation that go through people's mind. Mm. Even the vision of running through a checkpoint or running through a tape, say, if you're an Olympic athlete, that vision is part of your preparation, and everything drives you towards that moment. And so often people say to you, I've dreamt about this for years.
Mm.
Now, that's not an accident they say that, because they have dreamt about it for years. And I think if you can do that preparation subconsciously and consciously, then it's less of a surprise when you achieve it.
And it's just one less thing that can throw you off, really. Mm. And, you know, it's one less thing that will stop you getting to the place you want to be.
You're removing obstacles, I think.
Yeah.